everyone. It's Wendy. Today is Monday, June 18th. Those of you who are fathers, I hope you had a fantastic Father's Day. I hope those of you who maybe you were able to spend some time with your fathers or with your families, things like that. I hope you guys all had a great weekend. We are entering the sixth week of class, and I wanted to thank you all for the great work that you did last week in the conference area. You provided a lot of insight and thought into how you're going to construct your final project. I really appreciate the time that you took to kind of brainstorm your audience analysis as well, and I'll look at those that assignment that you submitted to your folder on Friday, and those grades will be posted for you by this Wednesday. Now, this week, please work with your groups. You'll see a web link in your study group for a website to review. Make sure that you click that link, go to that website, and you need to write a report to the entire class using a memo format, which is just using a standard header, a to, a from, a subject line, and date line, and then address it. Basically, the to is going to be the entire class. And use terms from your chapter and from the information that you see also in the course modules to assess the effectiveness of the website that you're looking at. Your report only needs to be about a page long. Use headings if you can to direct your readers, and make sure that when you complete your report with your study group, you need to post just one copy of the report. You don't need to put it to your assignment folder. I'll post your grades in your assignment folder. Upload one copy of the report to the conference area, which says Week 6 Conference, and you'll also see a conference in the Week 6 Conference called Post Team Report here. So that should be easy enough. And that way the rest of the class can also review what you've written for the report. Now, a few folks have asked me about the final project and had some really good questions as far as the length, what was expected, what have you. The front matter is going to be needed. You're going to need to write a letter of transmission regardless if you're writing a presentation or if you're writing a report. And that will be a document separate. Obviously, you can include it in a report if, say, you're writing in Microsoft Word, and you can just use it as a very first page piece. For the presentation, if you're creating a presentation, you'll need to write you'll need to write the letter of transmission or the memo of transmission in Word or another word processing software, and put it with the presentation. And you'll also need to write your executive summary in a Word document, and you'll also need to put a list of your references as well. As far as length, you should have at least 12 slides. As far as length, if you're writing a report, it should be no more than 5 pages, but the body should run at least 3 pages. If you have further questions after looking at the clarification in this week's conference under Q&A, you'll see the information about the final project. If you have any other questions, please let me know. Take care, and I will see you in the conference areas. You're going to break it.